Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Well, I happened to see him just once, you know, doing his thing on stage. This guy is very energetic indeed. Talented, to say the least. That's Lucas Maluma there with Melodial right here on Radio Popetio Daily Companion, bringing us to exactly 10 after 6. Good evening and welcome to it. This is Thursday Live Bagiti with me, Godfrey G, and we're together until 8 this evening. Johan, thanks very much for the wonderful program there called Spectrum. I hope that you had a great time, and don't know, maybe the sun has not set as yet there in your area. You can go for fishing, maybe just you cruise a little bit, you know, in the ocean there. You know, these are some of the people that are blessed to be able to taste both parts or both sides of the world, in a sense that if they want to go fishing, go see, I mean, go to the sea, they are privileged and blessed to do that. If you can always go there. Unlike some of us who are inland, you know, we have to wait for certain times of the year to either go to Durban, drive around about 600 kilometers to just go and, you know, experience, you know, what you guys are experiencing on daily basis. I'm not complaining though. I'm just saying that you are blessed indeed. You can just go there, yeah. Take some pics as you always do and send them to me. But I want to say thanks for the pictures that you always send me with your experience in the seas there. In the ocean, actually, is the ocean there. It's 12 after 6 right here on Radio Perpetual Daily Compound. Tell you what, we managed to make our wishes come to pass, our dreams come to pass. What we wanted to do in many years happen, and it's happening this evening right here. Oh, he just sent me something. Let me quickly have a look. That's Jan for you. Let me see what he has just sent me. Wow, beautiful, beautiful sight there. Thanks, Jan, for those awesome pics. And I can see he's got one taken with Vusi. Vusi Lee. I don't know if this Vusi can be able to swim. Be careful. I don't think this one can swim. It doesn't look like he can swim. Beautiful, beautiful pictures there with Vusi at the ocean there. Thanks very much. Thank you very much. Well, we are honored to be having Patrick Gazzani right here on Radio Perpetio Daily Compound. It takes years for us to have this thing. So that's why I say to you right now, Hori, it's one of those days that I can simply say something remarkable is happening. We are launching something that we planned for many years, but the Most High has got his own plans and his timing. And his timing is perfect and is always right. So he's with us on the line. From now going forward, we'll be talking everything cars, mechanicals. If you want to know anything about a car, this is the expert that he'll be ready to tackle whatever the issues that you might be encountering as far as your cars are concerned. 13 after 6 is your time, and joining us on the line is Mr. Patrick Gazzani. Say good evening and welcome to Radio Puppet.
Good evening, Excellency, and thank you for having me. And, good evening to all the listeners. May the good Lord bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me. Appreciate it.
Wow. Yes, that's Mr. Patrick Gazzani right here on Radio Perpetio Daily Company. Like I said, we are launching something that we have never, ever done in years, that we have been planning for years, and tonight everything that we planned to do is actually happening and coming to pass, thanks to the Almighty for his grace and his mercy. So thanks once again for joining us, and tonight we are talking about the I just saw a picture of Vusi. Okay, we're talking about oils and the importance of using correct oils for your car. Just maybe if you can share with us how important is oil in a car before you can go deeper into, you know, the correct ones, using the correct ones.
Yes, no, thank you for that. Oil in a vehicle is, it can be likened to, you know, blood in our bodies. It is very, very important. Because without it, the engine would not be able to turn at all. And obviously, knowing that the engine is the heart of the vehicle, you want to make sure that your vehicle is correctly lubricated. And, so there's, you know, a number of oils in the vehicle that, you know, the vehicle needs in order for it to be operational. So not only looking at the engine, but looking at the gearbox as well. You know, there's types of oils that it uses. You call them transmission oil. So these oils are very important. And what happens is that, with every year, you need to make sure that, you know, you have oil that is correct in your vehicle. You know, as I said, it is as important as your blood, you know, ensuring that you are healthy. It's that important. Otherwise, the reason for many breakages in a vehicle is because of simple things like not checking your oil level, not changing your oil, routinely according to what the manufacturer recommends. So it is highly important that you make sure that that is checked, and then of course it is changed correctly. Simple things like oil leaks, come from the fact that the oil is not clean. And what happens? Why does the oil get dirty? Somebody will ask. It gets dirty because remember it is busy lubricating engine components in there. It's lubricating parts like. I'll get a bit technical here. There's something called a crankshaft. I'm sure that name is familiar to some people who know it. You know, that is like a piece of metal, if I may, simplify it, not to get too technical, that turns your pistons. And it's like it's basically the components of the heart of the engine. So they turn it at high revolutions. You know, we call them revs per minute. They can go up to 7,000, RPMs or even higher. I mean, that is very, very fast. So they need to be lubricated. It's basically a metal on metal. So, if you rub your hands together, you can imagine how quickly, if you rub them fast, you can imagine how quickly heat, is generated in your hands when you rub them together very fast. So it is the same with the engine. And, of course, you can imagine these components are rubbing against each other as they turn, at 7,000 RPMs. That is revs per minute. That's how we measure it. So they're rubbing each other that quickly. So what happens is that, the metal shavings come off each other. And to prevent that, a good oil needs to be used to prevent, these components from rubbing each other very fast. And then they break off. So as they break off, they go into the system, into the whole engine. They go into the whole engine. They go into the oil cooler system. There's something called an oil cooler, which we'll touch on another time. But all of these, the reason why it goes into the oil cooler is so that the oil can be cooled as it comes into contact with the water. So they don't actually come into contact, as per se. They go into an oil cooler where there's water on the other side, which there's a transfer of heat because remember the water is cooled by your radiator. So now the oil has to be cool, or rather it has to be at the correct temperature. So the oil cooler helps with that. So now making sure that you've got correct oil in your vehicle is very imperative. You get types of oil such as synthetic oil, which is a higher grade oil. Of course, it's the most expensive oil. And then you get a multi-grade oil, which is your standard oil, which is your multi-grade oil. Your multi-grade oil is one that I would recommend for engines, obviously, with higher mileage.
Can I maybe ask if maybe this doesn't come with the manual of the car with regards to the type of the oil that you need to put in the car? The same as with petrol, because we know that with manuals, I mean, the manuals of the car will tell you which petrol grade you need to use, in your car and all that. And some would go to the extent of putting something on the tank cap to indicate to you what type of petrol you need there. Don't they do the same with the types of oil that you need to use? Or it's up to you, you have to use your own discretion?
Well, in manuals, the manuals will actually tell you, the best type of oil, to use or the best type of brand to use of oil. But you and I know, Mr. Gotri, how many people actually read, study the manuals But what you would do is, rather ask somebody technical or ask, at the filling station, or the best would be, when you send your car in, I recommend that you make sure that the person that touches your vehicle is a person that is properly qualified, to work on your car. Because, you look at the amount of money you spend on your vehicle, you're not just going to give it to somebody who does not know what they're doing, and obviously using incorrect fluids and oils and lubricants in your vehicle. So the manual does say, but obviously, it's better to then, educate people that make sure that oils are not just any oil. It's not like it's the same as water. We've noticed nowadays that the water coming out of your tap is different to your purified water, because obviously the purification process makes it different. So it's the same with oil. And why is this important? It's important because of the when your car is off in different temperatures, the oil needs to maintain a certain temperature and thickness rather. As well, it's called viscosity. So viscosity is basically the thickness of the oil. So it needs to be able to act a certain way when the car is cold, and act a certain way when the vehicle is hot. So hence, that is why a good oil is important in your vehicle, because it transfers heat and it lubricates the components as well, so that they can last much longer. For higher mileages. That's why you see your multi-grade oil, for example, say for high mileage engines. And then, of course, you can have your synthetic oil as well, which is made of the synthetic oil molecules are more uniform in shape and with fewer impurities and better properties than conventional oil. So, and why is this important? It's important because you want your vehicle to last much longer. So, hence, that is why if you just do a simple exercise of putting the correct type of oil, it will make your vehicle last much longer, and then of course have less breakages in your car because of the type of oil that you are using. So hence that is why, on the oil bottle or can, if I may say it, it's stated there, like it will say 10W40. This is used to describe the thickness of the oil. The W stands for winter. And the number before the W signifies the viscosity of the oil, which is like the thickness. And, at low temperatures, how thick is it at low temperatures? So this is important because it will help your engine last much longer by using the correct type of lubrication, which is, obviously, I'm sticking too much on the oil for the engine. But as mentioned earlier on, that even for your gearbox, it is very, very important, simply because of the kind of materials used to make these engines and gearboxes. For example, your block, which is the bottom part of your engine, is made of cast iron, and sometimes aluminium, obviously, for lightweight. So, and then same with your top part of the engine, which is called your cylinder head.
Am I right in assuming that it's only automatic cars that used two oils? It's the one for the engine and the other one for the gearbox. Does this apply to the manual gearboxes?
No, yes, it applies to manual. Remember, these oils aren't the same.
Okay.
For a gearbox, there's if it's a manual, there's a manual transmission oil. It's
okay.
A special. So the two must never be mixed. You should, because of the type of work they do. An automatic gearbox will require a specialized automatic transmission oil, which is called, of course, there's different names, ATF, but there's different names. So what you do, the person selling it to you will ask you whether the vehicle is manual or automatic, and what type of car it is. Because in automatic, there's also different types of automatic gearboxes. And the CVT box, which is a continuous variable transmission, it uses a special type of oil as well. So hence that is why it's important, because if you use the wrong types of oils, you stand a high chance of damaging the engine. We know the cost is very expensive. And then of course, even on your gearbox, if you use the type of wrong transmission oil, you will definitely damage the gears inside. And the reason why this is important by the manufacturer is because of the type of material used to make these components. So that's today I touched on the basics of making sure that, and if you don't know, you know, you ask. Don't just just go to a filling station or just go to any spare shop and say, you know, I want you know, an engine oil, and then the person doesn't explain to you or ask you what type of car, what is the mileage, because obviously that's also important, because at higher mileages, you know, remember as I mentioned that these metals are shaving themselves off as time goes on. So it's important to use the correct oils at different times, because you want your engine to last you longer. So a basic thing like that, make sure that you look at it. If you want, what you're looking at is that your vehicle must give you the best as you own it, because you know you spend a lot of money on it, and it must it must be a return on investment.
Can you please give us those numbers again? Which one is the best one that you recommend? Is W40? Is this the one?
Correct. Yeah. It's the 10W40. That is usually for your multi grade oils. That is usually the best that you have, especially for higher mileage engines. For newer mileage engines, especially more modern vehicles. You're looking at a newer engine, you're looking at your synthetic oil. It's ranging in the price of around between 600 to 800 rands. Mm. It just depends where you're buying it. I would recommend you get your synthetic oils. But then, of course, if the synthetic oils are too expensive, then, of course, your multi-grade oils
I don't think those who are driving new ones should be worried, because they're included in the servicing of the car when the car has been serviced, so the oil has been changed and all that. So now that you're talking about that one of the servicing, how regularly must we change the engine, I mean oil and all that? How regularly must we do that?
Yes, 100%. And just quickly, I just want to also mention that even though newer vehicles, right, some of them are now coming out, it's optional to buy the maintenance after the service plan. So some people are buying brand new cars without service plans. So hence, that is why they have to check what type of oil they're using. I would recommend it as a synthetic. But and then going back to how often should you service your vehicle, I would recommend if the car is out of warranty, make sure you service the vehicle once every year. On cars like BMW, it's conditional-based servicing. The car will tell you on the dashboard when the car is due for service. There are other few models that also do that, but I would recommend that, you know, once a year, then just service the vehicle. And then, of course, for cars with high mileage, for example, let's say you are over 250 kilometers on your clock that your car has just done. You know, you can service once a year, but, you know, change your oil at least twice a year, like every 6 months.
Once a year, and kilometers wise, I think it's important also that we look at kilometers, not just months, because I think that's important. That plays a major role in the cars. Yes, once a year, or how many kilometers for those who travel long kilometers?
Yeah, for those who travel long kilometers, for cars that are much higher in mileage, you know, rather I would say best between 10,000 and 15,000 kilometers. You can, make sure that you service that, or you change the oil. You don't necessarily have to change the, you know, your air filters and so on and so forth. But then the most important thing is that your oil, you can, within 10 to 15,000, please change your oil. But then once a year, like if you're making 10,000 Ks, let's say in 4 months time, because you get people that are doing that because they're driving long distances, or not long distances, they're driving the vehicle in and around town because of the type of business it does, then change the oils within that 10,000, 15,000 intervals. And then the rest of the items, you can change them at least once a year, like your cabin filter, your fuel filter. But then the most important thing, your engine oil is highly important because of the stress you are putting on your engine.
When your car show in closing that something is not right with the oil, is it the reason why some cars are smoking?
Yes, that is correct. Remember, the reason why I mentioned the word viscosity. So that is the thickness. So obviously, if it becomes thinner than it's supposed to be, it will bypass your seals and enter into your combustion chamber, which we'll discuss in a time. That's why you now see your car smoking at the back, because obviously it's a poor kind of oil. And also, there's too many metal shavings in the oil because it cannot lubricate properly. Those shavings are then damaging your seals as well. So hence that is that's when you know, and of course you also get a knocking noise, which also happens on your bearings on your crankshaft. Okay. So those are some of the symptoms which we can touch on more as we go along.
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you what, I think what we need to do going forward, we're going to give out your numbers.
Correct.
And after that, people who might be experiencing, you know, problems with their cars, they can ask you questions for diagnosis and all that. Yeah, so that's how we're going to be starting. Already I got a call from one lady, Amanda, I hope she called you.
She had
a problem with I-10. I don't know what was wrong with that. So hopefully you managed to help her and all that. So what we're going to be doing is it depends on the response of our listeners. If they are saying next week we start, we do exactly that because we know that it can take longer for you to explain that. If they're having problems with their cars, they can feel free to send those problems to your WhatsApp number. Then when you come back, you let me know if you have something from them pertaining to that, and then we go straight ahead and we help them solve or diagnose their car problems there. Excellency, thanks once again for your time. And can you please give them your contact details, your WhatsApp number preferably?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, I can be contacted on WhatsApp on 082-9066-382. So that's 082-9066-382. That is my WhatsApp number. And, of course, on the socials, I am available. My name and surname, Patrick Gezane. Gezane, which is G-E-Z-A-N-E. On Facebook, on WhatsApp, and then, of course, we've got on Facebook, there's a page, which is P. Gezane Auto, so it's P for Patrick, and then my surname, Gezane Auto, as well as Your Mobility on Instagram and on Facebook, where we can we discuss everything motor vehicle. You can even send us direct messages there. My team and I are here to assist with any issues. You can even send me an email on patrick.gezane1@gmail.com. We'll be able to assist you with any issues on your vehicle, not only technical, whether you want to sell or buy, or you want you're looking for a warranty, maintenance plan. We do all of that. We'll be consulting all that that space. We'll be able to assist.
It's patrick.gezane1@gmail.com.
Yes, for any queries or services or mechanical repairs, anything will be able to assist.
Thank you very much for your time, sir.
It is a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's Mr. Patrick Gezane talking everything cars on AM 657 kHz. I told you that this one is an expert when it comes to that. It's 27 minutes to 7. We'll be welcoming another expert, and this time around in the area of consumer and matters. That's Ntate Elias Shamat right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily comp. And here's a beautiful one.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit Facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.